Jack Link's Beef Jerky never lets you down. Find it in your supermarket snack aisle.
The Dead Set Legends are back in 2020.
How excited are you?
Join former St Kilda champion Joey Montagna.
Jumping out the way, Joey Montagna.
Footy journo Jay-Z Clark.
Sugar Ray Leonard was a great boxer. I'm Sugar Jay, so that was sort of the clever play on words.
And horse racing royalty Emma Freeman.
Something about having a short reach and, you know, just not being very big. So.
It's everything you need to kickstart your weekend.
I'm up and about today.
We are live.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
Saturday morning, all the NRL has kicked off again. How good to see live Australian sport back on the box. And tonight, our boys from the Melbourne Storm a restart their 2020 campaign against last year's grand finalists, the Raiders. Shandor Earl is sidelined at the moment with a hammy, but hoping to be back in the with the boys very soon. And he joins us on the line now. Shandor, how has the last couple of weeks been getting prepared for a resumption of the 2020 season?
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me, guys. It's been pretty interesting, to be honest. Obviously, a little bit different for us having to do a second preseason at the Storm. Notoriously, we already do pretty hard preseason, so to come back and do another one, boys weren't too keen. But everyone reacted really well, and Belzer was pretty keen for us to put in some good work. I guess with the thought that people who attack this period the best will probably have a bit of an advantage. So the boys have done really well. We're looking pretty good and keen to take on the Raiders. We own one for last year, I think. So, yeah, it should be good. Mm-hmm.
That's right. So how full on has this period been, Shandor? Because as we've known, the Storm are famous for their really intense pre-season, particularly that grappling and wrestling side of it. Have you overcompensated with that in the last week or two, or have you just held back a little bit knowing that there's games just around the corner?
I think trying to strike the balance. Yep. Craig came out in the media and said that maybe he didn't think we had enough time to get some of that contact work in, especially early on. I think for the first week, we basically weren't allowed to do contact and had to train in groups of 10. So we were sort of split up all over the footy field, which put us back a little bit. I guess it was more just his concern was probably more from an injury standpoint and just making sure we're all ready. But we've definitely put in the work, and I think, they've struck a good balance. We're trying to get us fit, get us back into some speed work, but also having a good focus on contact. But as you've seen the last couple of games over the last 2 days, it looks like it's a bit of a different game now. So I guess we'll just have to adapt to that as well. It seems pretty quick.
That's interesting, Shandor. What do you mean it looks different? What's different about it?
I guess just with the one referee, that's just definitely changed the dynamics about how players can and can't do things. The six again rule is definitely different. It just looks like a faster game. I think all of the boys have agreed, from just chatting to them, that they sort of like it. So, the boys looked out on their feet yesterday, and I really think it's going to come down to the basics. It's kind of good not having all the set plays and such a defensive focus and just free-flowing footy. So, it's going to be interesting, but hold the ball and you win, I reckon.
Yeah, from a spectator's point of view too, Shandor, we loved it. It made the game, as you said, a bit more intense and upbeat. Do you think someone like a Cameron Smith, the smartest player to have ever played NRL, do you think he can work some ways to manipulate these new rules a little bit and really, not in an illegal way, but just really use his smarts to take advantage of it and get the scoreboard, the score ticking over early?
Oh, mate, if anyone's going to do it, it's Smitty, that's for sure. but as you said, obviously it's the running joke that he's a third or second referee on the field, but I guess for him, he's miles ahead.
He's too smart.
Where he sees the game in slow motion, honestly. You see it at training, see how he gets around the field. I don't know if he even breaks a sweat. He's just in full control. But yeah, Smithy will be even more valuable in this time, and it's not even about how he dictates play and things like that. It's just bringing things back to his speed and knowing when to push and when to slow things down. So that's, one of his strengths, and I think we're pretty lucky to have that.
We've mentioned, as you said, Shandor, the style of play has definitely changed, and there's been calls this week that there's no need to change the interchange either because, play is free-flowing, it's fast, there's a lot going on. Which one of your boys do you think will really adapt to this style of play the best? Who's going to jump out of the blocks tonight?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think you're going to see a big battle in the middle as well with the forwards. Canberra and the Storm are both pretty big packs. So I know that both teams will be looking to wear each other down. I do think that we potentially have the edge there. I know some of the boys are super fit and real attacking players. I'm looking forward to seeing Nelson come on and do some damage, 20 minutes in. He's so athletic. Yeah. I was having this conversation the other day. For you know, a guy who's doing his best to maintain 130 kilos, he just moves like someone that's 100. You know what I mean? It's crazy. I've played with some big guys, but pretty straight up and down, you know, sort of players, like take their carries, get through their work, but he's just so athletic. And then I think young Paps at the back, as soon as fatigue starts to kick in, he's just lightning, so he'll be everywhere. So a couple of players to watch there, I reckon.
Shandle, before we let you go, my mate Gilbert Gardner, I reckon, wrote something about Cameron Smith on one of your preseason camps, I think, in December, where all you guys were lined up either side of him. He had an AFL ball in his hand and was kicked one from outside 50. You blokes were absolutely giving it to him on either side, and in his runners, he slotted it as cool as you like. Were you there for that kick?
No, I wasn't actually.
Ah, good story then.
I was there the whole preseason, but I don't know what that. But I definitely would have put it past him. That's for sure.
Yeah,
he's a freak. Yeah. He could probably do anything.
Yeah, the accountant can do anything. When are we going to see you back on the park, mate?
Hopefully soon. Yeah, just picked up a little hammy injury, which is never fun, but sort of overcoming that towards the end of this week. I'm stuck behind bloody two of the best with Adokar and Sully. But, yeah, just making sure I'm fit and ready to go. And as soon as I can contribute to the team, I'm keen for sure.
Well, you're also contributing at the moment to your podcast, Fueled by Fire, which is in its second season. How's that going?
Yes, thank you. Cheeky plug there. It's going well. I really enjoy it. During this isolation period, it's sort of given me a chance. You know, everyone was at home. Everyone had access to Zoom or online calls or whatever it was. So I've tried to broaden it a little bit last year, really focusing on athlete stories, generally of adversity and what they've done to overcome that. And ultimately, it's led to their success. But this year, chatting to people in performance, in business, and just opening the conversations up a little bit. So, yeah, it's really fun. You can check it out on Apple and Spotify. And, yeah, there's some good stories on there. So, yeah, definitely have a look.
And I hear you're right into the basketball cards, Shandor.
Yeah, I've just gotten into it, actually. A little crew of we got this little crew called Card Gang. It's like a heap of footy players, a couple of All Blacks in there. So it's a massive salary cap. But, it's a bit of good fun. So, yeah, got into that.
Well done.
I'll tell you what, every time we chat to someone from the Melbourne Storm, we leave with a massive smile on our face because you guys are a lot of champions, including yourself, Shandor. Thanks for joining us on Dead Set Legends this morning.
Thank you very much. Have a great day, guys.
Thank you. What a ripper.
I know. Yeah, it's just a classic. Yeah. Absolutely. And we're wishing the Storm the best of luck tonight at Amy Park. Of course, a home game. You can't go to see it, but all the action on Channel 9 to check out.
Who's going to win?
Storm. Okay. I think the Storm. I think you're right. You know, we talk about the preseason of the Melbourne Storm and Craig Bellamy. He puts in a lot of work to those players. And I tell you what, they will be fit as anything tonight. Although coming up against the grand finals, I'm still going to tip the Melbourne Storm. Plenty more to come right here on Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends is done for another day.
If you have to explain a joke, it's not particularly funny.
Get even more Joey, Jay-Z and Emma by downloading the Triple M app.
Jack Link's Beef Jerky never lets you down. Find it in your supermarket snack aisle.